Topic 1.19 is to evaluate the design of studies used to determine health risk factors, including sample selection, sample size used to collect data that's both valid and reliable. Valid data comes from an experiment that's been well designed, carried out in accordance with good scientific practice. If it's reliable, the results can be consistently reproduced in independent experiments. Accurate results are close to the true answer, precise results taken using sensitive instruments that measure in small increments. You need to be able to watch out for bias, an opinion or inclination towards one particular outcome on the part of the experimenter. There are a number of different ways that we can do experiments in biology. We can set up controlled experiments. Okay, many of the experiments that you do normally are controlled experiments. You decide what variables to investigate, and you assign individuals, whether it's plants or Daphnia or anything like that, to a particular group. A bit difficult to do that with humans in many cases. So we use sometimes uncontrolled experiments. These could be natural experiments where the assignment of particular groups has occurred without any intervention. Whereas a quasi-experiment is one where the criteria that you're investigating, they're going to help you divide your individual subjects into groups, have been selected by the researcher. An example is if you're looking at health factors affecting families where children have grown up where parents are smoking or not smoking, you can't just pick a load of households and say, you're going to smoke, you're not going to smoke. Okay, it's going to have a knock-on effect on the health of the individuals. So you have to look at the relationships and the issues after the fact, basically. So there's some problems with that. You might not have equal groups that have been exposed to equal phenomena. So there might be some environmental issues there. But that can often be reduced by using a large enough data set. Okay, so you control where possible for ethnic group, for age, for social class in some of these cases. Okay. Longitudinal experiments are good because they look at the effect of particular phenomena over a long period of time. And you'll find a lot of what we refer to as epidemiological studies, so looking at how diseases are transmitted, how they spread, who gets them, will be a longitudinal study. Okay. A good example of a natural experiment is that carried out by John Snow, okay, father of epidemiology, represented cholera cases by location and hypothesized that the cholera infection came from the local water pump. Tried to get it removed, council said no, so he went with a crowbar or whatever it was and removed the pump. Cholera cases died out. Okay, so this was one where the criteria had already been selected for him. He already had people that had cholera. Okay. Quasi-experiments, again, you're selecting the group. So you're looking at people who already have cardiovascular disease, or you're looking at people who went to private school and looking at whether they're rates of developing cardiovascular disease is greater or less than others. Okay, so you're assigning your research groups and your control groups after the effect. Okay.